I was listening to that.
That was smooth. Turn it up.
Are you? Hey, let's have a panel, you guys.
Yeah.
Hi. We're the Fun Losers of America.
Yeah. And thank you all for coming out. We really appreciate it.
We really appreciate that you all chose to not see the good stuff that's going on the other tracks, and instead you're suffering through this stuff with us.
Yeah, give yourself a round of applause for being here.
That's why they didn't have a third track. They didn't want to put anybody against us. It's cool. I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, we told them it was a guaranteed audience, you know.
Yeah. But,
okay. I guess we'll start with some introductions. I'm Rob T. Firefly. Somewhat active in various scenes. To the far right here is...
Oh, we're starting with me now.
We're starting with you. Because we love you.
Yeah.
This is Murdoch.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Come on.
Yeah. I love you, too. I want to be your best friend. And I'm serious when I say that. And I also accept donations. I broke my arm 3 weeks ago, $55,000. I told them to forward the bills to Canada, but they're not gonna. So I'm going to pass my boot around later, just like Jell-O did a few years ago. So
please give us money.
I need 50s and 100s.
Speaking of 50s and 100s, to my immediate left is Eyeball.
Greetings, Soul Evens. I'm Eyeball. Me. And, yeah. What's up with you guys?
And on the other side here, we have Side Pocket.
Hello. Who are you people? Where am I again? What is this? Is this the Chinese army thing?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, okay. Well, I like the light.
Okay. Is it playing? Okay, we prepared a little...
Everybody, my name is Side Pocket, and so I've done some Save the Hotel stuff, and I love being on the PLA forums. I help out with like the prank phone calls and phone mobs and stuff. So that's just me, Rob.
Yeah, I'm Rob. Hi. Who you saw on the video there, slightly photographically altered, was Redbox Chili Pepper, who is our Lord and Savior and strong-armed demagogue.
It's sort of like
Warren Jeffs in a sense, and less of the polygamic sense, but like cultish leader sense.
Wait, less?
He's our Tom Cruise.
Kind of less. I mean, I only have three, so.
Yeah, it's pretty much like Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
So, what else we got? We can tell you guys about PLA Radio, which is our online radio show, or podcast, as the kids like to call it nowadays. I think.
Is that the city with it? The little Canada?
I think I might be on there. But Murdoch can fill up time by telling you a little bit about PLA Radio.
Well, PLA Radio, it's not like it's done weekly or anything like that. Pretty much whenever Brad decides to stir up the pot and find new content for him to replace, I guess, like the prank calls that are featured on our site, they're kind of recapped and redone through PLA Radio. I know he edited me in eating popcorn out of a dumpster, which, I mean, didn't necessarily not happen, but, you know, what can you do? A lot of them, I know we had one that was on a voice identification or authentication that we're going to be, that I guess Leo is looking for. So, you know, a lot of this is based on the fact that he can get his stuff together. Unfortunately, it's...
Vamp, Murdoch, vamp.
Fill us some
time.
Vamp?
What?
I could.
Improvise.
Thanks, Murdoch. Good stuff. What?
Why I do have CDs.
Yeah, so PLA Radio is a very, very interesting thing that we've done on the website for a very long time. And hopefully we'll have a few samples to show you. It's really exciting stuff.
No one will be admitted during the disc swapping sequence.
Well, actually, people will be admitted and killed, and the kidneys will be donated to charity because we're such nice people.
It's all going to Murdoch's broken arm. The feds kind of, he was red boxing somewhere out in Kansas or somewhere, and the feds came and they really beat him bad. He almost went to Guantanamo and shit. So if you have any money, please give it to us. He really needs the latest surgery. He might die in 2 weeks. It's very creepy.
And I'm still trying to get one of those gold plated payphones from Las Vegas, so. Yeah, I know.
The funny thing was, the stuff he was getting beat up for was all stuff I did, but, you know, no one ever found that out.
Mm-hmm.
And no one ever will.
So, Phone Losers of America started as a zine roughly 15 years ago, started by Redbox Chili Pepper in the then-thriving text zine scene. During a time when everyone else was sort of being all shady and elitist and, you know, we're going to bestow upon you some information and this and that, he decided to come out with something that proudly proudly declared how much it sucked and was full of mostly stuff that wouldn't or couldn't work or, you know, was of little to no use whatsoever. And
and the 15-year-olds just ate it up.
They ate it up with spoons. I was one of those 15-year-olds.
Yeah, I was too.
And
I was growing a spine, but yeah, it was that good stage. Yeah.
He was still being built in the garage with power tools back then.
Yeah.
But,
I was almost 30, and I still ate it up.
Little something for the old folks. Yeah.
You damn kids and your dang-fangled tech zines.
Are we good?
What? Something, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Audio? Is the magic box making sound?
I know, that's what I'm
Well, I can probably tell you what's going on. Hi, my name is Brad, and I have two kids, and I spam them everywhere I go. And
okay, I think what we have here is possibly an excerpt from PLA Radio. If it,
We're almost there.
Show the what? Show the audio, yes.
Is there a deaf relay operator anywhere?
That's KSK.
So you know.
Caller says, fuck that shit, go ahead.
But I think, what was it, not 2 or 3 years ago, CNBC did a piece on corporate terrorism, about corporate terrorism and Walmart and Kmart and all those chain stores. And I guess one of the CNBC staffers stumbled upon the phonelosers.org Walmart page. And did a quick email with Brad, the administrator.
Now, what is this? Windows 98 is going to ship on its designated time.
they did a they called Brad. They brought him in for an interview for CNBC, talking about the prank calls that we did, the forwarded prank calls that we did for Walmart,
yeah,
where people call in thinking that they're going to be getting to Walmart, they're really talking to me. So what they do is they play a couple of the prank calls, and basically the CNBC host slams us as corporate terrorism and how we're nothing but bad people, and you know, you would expect that kind of treatment on Fox News, but CNBC, you know, you don't really want that to happen. But
wait,
what
not?
Do you got for me? What?
We're not corporate terrorists?
Well, not anymore.
Not anymore.
Not since the law changed.
Damn anonymous.
Yeah, no, it's a legal gray area, I got to tell you that.
Maybe if we all wear like V for Vendetta masks or something, no one's done that, right?
Yeah, we have to protest some sort of religion, Aurelius. There we go.
Yeah, sorry. But what were we getting back to PLA Radio?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You'll enjoy it. Trust me. Especially if you saw the movie Sneakers.
Welcome to Bell. Bienvenue chez Bell.
I recently found out that Bell Canada is now using voice authentication to verify the customer's identity. To access their account, a customer has to say a passphrase into the phone. The passphrase goes like this. At Bell, my voice is my password.
For security reasons, I'll need to authenticate your voice. After the beep, clearly say, at Bell, my voice is my password.
A customer records their voice reading that phrase onto their account, and then only their voice can validate the account. Once the account is voice validated, the customer is transferred to a Bell employee who will do anything on the account that they want, including going over charges on the bill and ordering or removing services. Today, I attempted to access a customer's account about a dozen times using different voices to try and fool the system, but nothing worked.
Sorry, we'll need to try again because I couldn't match your voice with the one we have on file.
This works pretty much just like the voice authentication in the movie Sneakers, where an employee of a toy company has to speak their name and the phrase, "My voice is my passport, verify me." In this movie, Martin and his friends need to break into Needlenose Ned Ryerson's office so they can get back their Panasonic answering machine that the toy company stole from them.
Chris, what's this mean? My voice is my passport, verify me?
Some sort of voice print ID. I'll check it out.
So we get this girl to go on a date with the guy, and she gets him to say all the words required for the passphrase into the tape recorder by doing things like this.
Oh, talk to me. You know what? I really love the sound of your voice. And there's just one word. I've always loved the sound of this word. Oh, no!
No,
you wouldn't.
No, I would.
Never mind.
What?
No.
Please.
All right. I would really like to hear you say the word passport.
Passport?
After they splice all of their bits of audio tape together, they end up having a clip that sounds like this.
Hi, my name is Werner Brandon. My voice is my passport. Verify.
Of course, in the movie, it works perfectly, and they're able to break into the guy's office by playing a tape recording of his voice. So I wanted to see if this kind of a trick would work on Bell Canada customers. But instead of going on a date with a Canadian, I would just make a phone call to them and try and trick them out of all the words that I needed.
Thank you.
Here's my call link.
Hello?
Hello, is this Leslie?
Yes, it is.
Hey, this is Craig from the Public Library.
Right.
I was just calling about the books that you have out with us. They're quite a bit overdue.
I'm sorry, what is overdue?
The books that you have out, you have A Voice in the Wind by Francis Rivers.
I never got no books out.
Did you hear which book I said?
Yeah.
Well, which one?
But you said Voice in the Wind, but I haven't got no books in the library.
That's me. It's just for the word voice. That's one right down and five to go.
Oh, yeah, these were checked out on your account about 2 months ago. That's one of For Whom the Bell Tolls by Ernest Hemingway?
No. I haven't got no books at all. In fact, I haven't been into the library for some time. That's strange, because I haven't used my card for quite some time.
Actually, it's just used the word my. The word my is used 2 times in the passphrase. There are now only 4 words left.
Yeah, in fact, I used to come over, my daughter and I used to come over and use the computer there a bit, but I haven't been over for a long time.
Does she have a password on our computer?
I don't think so.
You don't think so what?
That she has a password on her computer.
We now have a voice password. All that's left now is bell, use, and at.
We used your computers.
Oh, I see. Also, the other book out here is For Whom the Bell Tolls by Ernest Hemingway.
No, no.
Have you heard of that one?
No. Not at all.
I see. Okay, well, we'll look into this. And
if you would, please, could you give me a call back and let me know what you find out on it? Because I'm quite interested. Which library is this?
We're at Public Library 1. Street.
Yeah. I know where that is.
Leslie has given us the word experience.
Because that's where the swimming pool is?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, I've been over there a few times, but not in the library as such. I come over to pick up some blue box containers, because that's right at the library there, ain't?
Uh-huh.
But no, I haven't got no books from there at all. That's strange.
Yeah. And you know where this location is at?
Oh, yes.
And you've never heard of For Whom the Bell Tolls?
No. Like, I would have no interest in getting that book. I can get my library card out and just see what it says on.
And getting a book?
I can get my card out of my wallet and just see what it says on it.
Well, you said you wouldn't be interested in getting, which book was it?
And either one of the books that you have mentioned, For Whom the Bell Tolls, or...
There's the word bell. Only one word is left to go.
Yeah, I'll have time to figure this out here, and I'll give you guys a call back.
Would you call me back and let me know? Because I'm going to check my library card out to see what it shows on it. But can you give me your phone number, then?
Oh, sure. Our phone number here at the library is, it's 2.
Just a minute. I'll write that down.
1.
1.
Uh-huh. And then you press the at sign.
Press the at.
And there's the last word, the word at.
I mean the pound sign.
Okay.
Not the at sign.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's extension 113.
Extension 113.
Right.
We were expecting to have to make several calls to Leslie, but luckily I managed to get all the sound clips I needed with just the one call. And then 10 minutes of editing and recording of our sound call produced this.
At bell, my voice is my password.
So the book now is for the dark community authentication system. A few of the words obviously don't match how Leslie probably recorded his original passphrase, which could confuse the system. And also, I'm playing the sound through a telephone line and with a digital voice recorder that I'm holding up to my phone's mouthpiece. So it's not going to have the best sound quality. But let's try it out and see how it works.
Welcome to Bell. Bienvenue chez Bell. Please enter your 10-digit phone number. If you don't have a phone number, press pound. I'll get you to an agent. For security reasons, I'll need to authenticate your voice. After the beep, clearly say, at Bell, my voice is my password.
At Bell, my voice is my password.
Thanks. Your voice has been authenticated. Let me get a customer service representative to help you.
As you heard, it worked perfectly. I called back 5 more times, and each time it worked. After validating Leslie's voice, I was transferred to an employee. A couple of the employees still tried to validate my account by asking for my address, postal code, and the account number on Leslie's bill. But all I had to do was remind them that I'd already validated my account with my voice, so I didn't see why I should need to do it again. Both of those employees agreed, and we moved on to the business of looking at Leslie's account. Every employee I spoke with was able to see that I'd used their voice authentication system. And all of the employees were willing to do anything I asked them to on Leslie's account, from going over the bill to making changes on the account. If I wanted to, I could have added phone lines to his account, disconnected his service, added and removed features, and I could have asked them to go over Leslie's toll calls. Phone companies have been talking about using voice authentication since at least the early 90s when I first heard about it. But this is the first time I've seen any company actually use it. And it's a good idea in theory. The problem is that it actually removes a layer of security. Not only I would need to get personal information about Leslie to access his account, but now I don't even need that. Instead, you just have to make a phone call to him and get him to say the right words. It only took me 30 minutes to make this phone call to Leslie and to put the tape together. And I'm betting that pretty much anybody would fall for this kind of ruse on the phone.
This is the general delivery mailbox.
That was it. Yeah.
And this is why we are awesome.
This is just a small sample of the sorts of things you'll find on PLA radio.
PLA radio, Not just that.
Not just that. But
maybe even things that might be stupid. Mm-hmm. You know?
Things that might be stupider.
Yeah.
That won't be a part.
But, you know, he's got a very nice voice, so even if you don't like what he's talking about, you can just listen to him.
Most of it sucks.
I'm going to tell him you said that.
He hates me anyway. Go ahead. I get fired by my... If my house... I go home, my house on fire. It's like, thanks, Brad.
Dude, we're already followed by Agent Steele. We don't need any more stress.
I hope he doesn't come after this panel.
He totally does. Yeah, after our panel, you can stay tuned for Agent Steele, who is, you know, a very interesting talker. He's not the Saran Wrap Agent Steele, the spy Agent Steele. So, you know, what do we got next?
We're trying to get that CNBC clip.
Ah, the CNBC clip.
Well, the audio for it.
We just have the audio?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we just have the audio for it?
Yeah.
All right, man.
Okay.
Basically, what they're talking about, the prank call that they're going to be featuring, I guess, on here. We don't have the video, which is probably for the best because...
Actually, the video sucks because there's nothing video, on it.
Yeah, it's just CNBC, you know, like something I don't see every day anyway. So it's basically Brad looking at the camera like deer in the headlights. You know, just not very good on TV.
He's not very photogenic. He's got a great taste for video.
I wish you guys would play the video so you could see Brad's amazing impression
of being caught
in his grade by his principal and he's talking to him. Look.
Yeah, but basically what they're talking about is this prank call we did to a Walmart, where basically, how can I explain this? The people call Walmart the main number of Walmart and they get not a customer service representative, but me, or Brad, and you know they play a couple of the calls from that, and then Brad discusses it, and the guy grills him for being basically a heady corporate terrorist. You know, this is definitely not good at all. You got anything, Leo? You're good.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Let's go.
On the money tonight, Target, Walmart. You've heard all the complaints, but you won't believe what some critics are urging shoppers for.
And coming up on The Money.
Nightmare for Walmart.
Sorry, there's like 30
tips
seconds
for torturing
of buffering.
The giant
CNBC is. What are you doing over here?
Bashing Walmart has become an art form, but you won't believe who's taking on the retail giant now and the crafty way they're doing it.
Well, as we told you earlier, a California jury tonight awarding $172 million to thousands of employees at Walmart stores who sued, saying they were denied lunch breaks. Also from the Walmart file, running amok in stores coast to coast, there is a group called PhoneLosers.com, and they're taking a new approach to attacking
get our name
Walmart using pranks. In one scam, a group hijacked the phones at one Walmart, actually taking calls from some unassuming customers. Take a listen.
Damn PLA.
Yes. By any chance, do you have any Christmas bows in blue?
Well, hang on. How far away are you?
I'm in the city.
You're in the city?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just drive out here and look?
Excuse me, I'm a customer.
I don't care. You haven't bought anything yet. You're not a customer.
Hey, wait a minute. Do you know me?
I don't care. I don't want to know you.
Oh, I'm going to have you fired.
Good. Get me fired. My name's Steve. I hate this damn job.
Joining us now, Brad Carter. He runs PhoneLosers.com and the Anarchy at your local Walmart page. Brad, how'd you come up with this idea?
Eco-wise leader.
Well, there was a couple sites already on the internet in the late 90s, and we just kind of put the lists all together and made one big, easy-to-read site where people can submit things.
And the list, I have looked at the list, is actually quite lengthy. It's a wide variety of pranks from perfume bottles to computer screens. I'm curious, for the phone prank, how it is you got past the store security to be able to take that call, or whoever it was that did that.
Sleeping, yes.
We just kind of drifted from department to department and picked up the phones as the calls came in and recorded them from the store.
We have another call, somebody listening, calling, I should say, for directions. I want to let everybody get a chance to hear this.
Okay.
I'm calling to get directions for how to come to your store.
Okay.
I'm coming down south.
So,
where would I get off? What road?
We're two blocks from Martha Stewman's house.
Who is Martha Stewman? I don't know her.
Stewman. She lives in the yellow and brick house.
No, come on, guy. I want correct directions on how to get to the store.
This reminds me of some of the morning radio where they are the prank call is one of the favored choices for morning radio entertainment. However, there is also legal and certainly ethical issues associated with either destroying property or presuming to be an employee when you are not. Where is the line between prank and the law?
We just kind of didn't think about that. We were just kind of having good fun at the time. We did all this in the mid-90s.
How did you take over the overhead paging system?
We discovered the paging code that they used to get on the paging system, and we called in from the outside and asked them to transfer us to that extension, and that put us on the overhead paging. And we were able to stay on for hours just telling jokes and singing and pretty much anything we wanted to say on the air.
Now, how much of this was for fun, and how much of this is because you have a particular issue with Walmart?
I'd say more or less it's pretty much all for fun. It's I don't have anything personally against Walmart. I don't like them too much, but you know, we did it all for fun. It's
sort of one of those, because you did it because it was there. It's interesting, we called Walmart and asked them for a comment. They were not familiar with your activities, and so they didn't give us a comment, although I imagine they were curious to watch their televisions tonight. Brad, a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, basically, that's how it went down, grilling them like a fucking terrorist or something. And we weren't in the store, obviously. Basically, what we did, it was all social engineering. We did nothing on site. Basically, what we did, we would call a customer service line for a business line, and say, "Hi, this is the manager, you know, at the Walmart in Gainesville or something." We didn't do it in Florida or anything. And, you know, hey, our phones aren't working. We're not getting any calls in. We're not getting any calls out. But we need to have calls coming in. Can we get them forwarded to maybe like a home office of some kind? They'd say, yeah, sure. You know, they'd ask like, you know, the manager's name, the district manager's name. It's usually good to have both of those things. And then just they would say, okay, well, give us about 15 minutes. They would call you, you know, at the whatever number you did. What we did is we set it up to a conference, a teleconference that would terminate silently. So it would just be me and him on the line, and then we'd hear the click, and we knew a customer was online, and then we could just talk to them. So, you know, there's nothing on site. It was nothing like that. So, yeah.
We're just talking about you. So.
Yeah, I know.
We're just scheming.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Go on.
Yeah. Yeah, I just want to also let you guys know that, as you can tell by his voice, Brad is a very educated, intelligent, very smart man, very calm, does stuff.
He's listening to this, isn't he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, by the way, he sent us a text message. He says he loves you all and thank you for coming to this panel. It was real great.
Then he said some really disgusting things, which we're not going to repeat.
I think that all your moms.
Okay. So going back to...
That's what S ends in a hole.
Going back to people that you can pull pranks on, us members of this lovely subculture we have, we've always found targets for our vitriol, like Walmart or, you know, movie theaters or, you know, God or whatever. But
he's really fun to prank.
But you know, another occasional target, and I won't say this is a regular thing, but it's fun when it works out, is all of you. So we became kind of known for putting out tutorials for various things, and just for the sheer hell of it, we decided to put together a tutorial that did not work, and we mocked it up and decided to basically see who would fall for that. So
should we first say that before all this happened?
Go ahead.
No, keep going.
Yeah, that before all this happened, there was a video that was put around of Brad and his friend Rigel Five going to a Taco Bell and attempting to order food, and then for some reason using modified ham radio equipment that they were able to then overpower the Taco Bell radio receiver and, you know, speak on the speaker box.
Which you might have seen.
So, yeah, you might have seen it on YouTube with a bunch of comments saying, oh my God, there's no fucking way they could do this. What a fucking lie. It's Photoshopped. Things like that.
Yeah,
you know,
Photoshopped the sound.
You know,
the pixels.
It's like I've seen these before. Yeah, I can see the pixelation. So basically, that's what's been going on. It had been around for about 3 years. It made the YouTube rounds about 16 times, and, you know, 16 people saying, what kind of radio can I do to this? April Fool's Brad made this made this video, so press play now. Now, press
now.
Play.
Press it.
Fire that son of a bitch up.
I like tacos. I like tacos. I like tacos. I like tacos.
By the Frank, I'm really love tacos.
I like tacos. I like tacos.
Back in 2003, we made this video that showed us screwing with our Taco Bell's drive-thru frequencies. After we got into the mucking with them for a few weeks, we decided to go through the drive-thru ourselves with a camera and film the manager's reaction while Roger 5 and Isotech messed with my order.
Here. Sir, you have to actually order food here. We don't just sell breaks. I'm sorry. We're not going to place your order.
I can't back.
This video was featured on Sark, Dig, CollegeHumor.com, and several other sites, and it's caused a pretty constant flow of email to me over the past 4 or so years of people asking me how to do it. So this video is going to show you how to easily take over the drive-thru frequencies of pretty much any fast food joint in your town.
Hey, why don't you come here and talk to me like that, alright?
I'm sorry.
So somebody's coming in. Somebody kept me from first and say, you can order whatever you want, you just want to drink, that's fine.
Okay. Now, in our video, the radio that Roger 5 is holding is called a Yaesu VX7, and that's what we use to take over the Taco Bell frequencies. The only problem with using a Yaesu is the price. The cheapest you're going to find one is probably $250. Then you have to modify it. And most people just aren't comfortable opening up a $250 piece of equipment. So I'm going to show you an easier and cheaper way of doing this. To get started with this, you only need two things. One is a CB radio. It has to be a digital CB radio that has the digital number display on it. The second thing you need is called a 6.5536 megahertz crystal.
I don't know
what we're going to do is we're going to open up the CB radio and we're going to pull out the existing crystal inside of it. All digital CB radios use the same frequency of crystal inside, which is a 1.73 megahertz crystal. We're going to replace that crystal with our 6.5536 megahertz crystal. Replacing the crystal inside will actually triple the frequencies, and it just happens to put CB radios in the range that drive-thru restaurants broadcast on.
It reverses the polarity, too.
Finding a CB radio should be fairly simple. Some of you might have some sitting around in your basement or garage. One thing that would be worth all this money is to find a store for probably less than $10. If all else fails, go to a truck stop or an auto parts store or even a Target or a Kmart, and you should be able to find one there for maybe $50 or $60. Consider the amount of funding I have with it. It's not a good investment.
A
candidate crystal with 6.5536 megahertz is slightly more complicated. There's really no way you can buy these crystals from, so you have to take them out of a device that uses them already. And luckily, there's several household devices that use these kind of crystals. The most common one that you can find one in is a toaster. Pretty much any toaster manufactured after the mid-1980s will have one of these crystals inside of them, attached to the toaster's circuit board. Even a soldering iron and a pair of pliers, you should easily be able to pull it out of there. For this project, I'm going to be using a walkie-talkie CB radio. It's a realistic TRC-207 from Radio Shack. And I'm going to open up this toaster to get the crystal out of. Now, the first thing you want to remember before taking your toaster apart is to unplug it from the wall. If you try and take it apart while struggling, you are a retard. It shouldn't be too hard to figure out how to take the toaster apart. Just turn it over, look for some screws, and start taking them out. You'll also want to pull out the rubber and knobs if possible before taking the top off. Okay. It won't matter what brand of toaster you have. All toasters manufactured after the 1980s have this crystal inside of them. They're used as a safety precaution and to control the frequency of the heating coils inside the toaster. You can also find these crystals in any household appliance that has heating coils, such as a hairdryer, a heater, a curling iron, and even in your electric stove. Once you take the top off, you should be able to see a circuit board inside. And behind the circuit board, you will find your crystal. Use your soldering iron to heat up the connections underneath the crystal while pulling it out with a pair of pliers.
Very, very basic stuff, people.
Your toaster might still work without the crystal inside of it, but it's not recommended since that is a safety device.
Your bread will taste
taking a CD radio apart should be just as easy as taking apart the toaster. Remove all the screws and pull the casing off. Inside, you'll see a circuit board. The crystal inside is going to look exactly like the crystal you pulled out of the toaster. The only difference is that it runs on a lower frequency. Most of the crystals just plug into a socket, so you don't even have to use your soldering iron to get it out or to put the new one in. As you can see in our TRC-207, it is plugged into a socket right next to the transmit button. So all I need to do is pull this one out. And plug your new crystal in. The polarity does not make a difference on this, so it doesn't matter which way you plug it in. After that's done, reassemble your CB radio, and you're ready to start having fun. After you've modified your CB radios, you obviously won't be able to talk on CB channels anymore. CB channels run in the 27 MHz range. By replacing the crystal inside of your CB radio, you've actually tripled the range that your CB is capable of receiving and transmitting on. And it just so happens that 6.5536 MHz gives it the range it needs to be able to listen and talk to drive-through frequencies. Once you find the Western Star cable that you'd like to transmit on, sit nearby until a car approaches the drive-through, and then start flipping through channels until you hear them talking. Once you figure out which channel they're on, it's as easy as pressing the transmit key and saying anything you want to them. Since your CB radio is several times more powerful than the employee's headsets, the customer should only be able to hear you while you're transmitting, and not the employee inside.
Can we take your order?
Can I get a number 4 with no hiding?
No, you can't because you smell them.
And that's how you do it. If you're lucky enough to have a CB radio in your house, you can complete this project for pretty much no money at all. If you've enjoyed this video, be sure to visit www.funlosers.org.
Or come
see us. I'm going to end this video with an audio recording of a lady who talked to us at a drive-thru several years ago.
I'm sorry, man. We have some plan on our headset, so unfortunately, I can't finish your order. I was thinking when you know the professor. Okay? Can you just pull it off, please, ma'am? Ma'am, when she'll finish taking your order, we'll get to the window, okay?
Can you hear me? Man, will you just pull up to the fucking window so we can take your goddamn order?
Everyone fell for this, and they were mad. One of the tricks we did is after this video went up is that a bunch of us, some of these phone losers who are in this crowd tonight too, we went onto the main website, YouTube, Dig, everything, and pretended that this actually did work and like faked photo evidence and showed it and did examples. So many people did this and they got mad. We got tons and tons of hate mail and even death threats, even audio death threats, I believe. And you can also do this at our website and laugh your asses off more. Back to you guys.
And if you want to help us out, find this video on YouTube and leave a comment on about how well it worked for you.
It's not our fault that people can't follow directions properly. I mean, everybody who says it doesn't work, you know, obviously did not pay any attention to how it's done.
But if you don't want to get a crystal out of your toaster, Bernie S., I think, can sell you one.
And you'll, and you'll get great toast, too.
Captain, switch straight to DVD.
So,
I can switch it.
Switch ad. Okay, play the switch.
Yeah.
Okay.
All
right. For those of you who remember these ads, we'll play this really quick, and because it's terribly clever.
Terribly clever.
All the sex lines, magic lines, setting up conferences. All of a sudden, the torchlight comes out and the guy comes out of the porch. We're like, oh no, we're screwed. It was kind of a bummer. And my friend gets into his backpack and pulls out this old stack of PLA machines. We come through a few of them and find the one on base boxing and it tells us exactly what to do to get out of our predicament. We unplug the phone and bust the ass out of there. If it hadn't been for the technical guy running the phone losers.org, we'd probably be in jail right now. My name is Michael Peterson, and I'm a phone freak.
I know it may seem like we're kind of wrapping this up early, but you know, Agent Steele is on after us, and I'm seeing a pretty big gathering for them
those
out there.
Those people are for us.
Oh, those people are for us.
Yeah, I've been notified.
Thanks,
well,
guys.
They're freaking late.
Yeah.
Actually, we're just actually really intimidated by Agent Steele. We don't want to go home from the con and find our houses gone.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Or have a second level attached to them.
So
I mean, that happened to me once.
But we will be up on the mezzanine later. We're probably going straight there from here. We have our lovely Phone Losers of America T-shirts, and we'll be giving them away for correct answers to.
We have 50 of these things.
We'll be giving them away for answers to trivia questions, and we will also have some DVDs and stuff to give you, some freebies, and I think we're actually doing a book signing where we sign other people's books. So.
We'll also sign your CD.
We'll even sign Mimi's name on it if you like.
But only on the data side.
Just tell us how to spell it.
Fuck it, you guys can have some now.
There he goes.
I'm going to have a CD. Give me some CDs.
Well, like Oprah. Look under your chairs.
Look under your chairs. You've got an exfoliating kit.
Exfoliating kit.
Fuck up.
These are all signed very well, mostly by our guests.
Good catch, buddy.
You got boned.
Whoa.
Oh. Oh. Nice one.
You got owned. No.
They said they weren't going to tear the hotel down, but I think we're going to cause that.
Oh, by the way, you guys are lucky because PLA and Anonymous are in the same building, and nothing good's going to come of this.
Nothing good.
I guarantee something, someone, or some appendage is going to be on fire by tonight.
Exactly. So, a quick...
what we lack in content, we make up for with free shit.
So, just do a quick... Who do you love?
This is the only one.
Wash it with something red.
$20!
So a quick wrap up.
If you're interested, you guys got to kind of bum rush the stage for these because I'm not going to throw them. PLA CDs.
Oh, here we go.
I got stickers.
Get some and hold it for the people behind you because that works so well at the Fifth Hope.
Stickers. Come on up.
Free thing.
Works on the
to make
hello. All right, guys.
Who wants some goddamn stickers, people? Stickers. 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 Who wants to get laid for me? Robert, they don't know us, guys. I'm wishing for blank.
Yeah, you guys get picnic for us, you know.
Thanks, bro. I'm glad you guys
guys came out. Thank you for coming out.
What is?
Oh, yeah, here.
Don't forget, orgy after the show.
Woo! No, that was after my talk, honey.
Hey, Kevin.
Kayla Klein will be there. She will teach you some new stuff you've only heard about.
The world famous Not Kevin of Off the Hook, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo!
Who wants an official PLA baseball?
Please come up here. We'll hit. Come on, please come up here.
We'll
hit.
Come on,
the box. Okay.
Yeah! Okay, so I guess we're out of t-shirts, so but, come down to the mezzanine anyway and come see us.
Yeah. Unless if you do certain tricks.
Where's my shirt? Come on up, guys.
We got more CDs.
Oh, by the way,
Do we get rid of all the DVDs?
No.
Free DVDs, come upstairs. People sitting down, get up.
Yep.
Okay, save the rest of the mess.
We're out of DVD
channels. Oh, yeah, by the way, we do have a bridge. If you'd like to go on there, we're just go on to 1-989-272-7425. If you go there, just wait a couple of minutes, and they'll ask for your name and tell it to them, and you'll be in. You'll get to talk to people tonight. Say hello, everybody. Hello on the bridge.
I'll give you your own private presentation, yeah.
That was 989-272-7425.
Is that Side Pocket's schedule you just gave us?
Render!
Yeah,
by the way, everyone clap for Gonzo.
I love you so much.
We're way too touchy.
Our fan, ladies and gentlemen. Cable Time, our fan.
Okay, guys, stay where you are. Richard, Agent Steele is coming up next. And
not
there
you are for Agent Steele.
It's not the
same thing.
Not the Philippine and Vaseline one. No.
No, not the one that are.
See you guys on the mezzanine.
Yeah, I heard that Steele, he's going to require your social security and your address. And, so please give that to him, please. Thank you.
It was from those face guys. Is that hot fat guy and the other one?